Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year. Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, for today, January 5th, 2014. We're excited about tonight's show because, one, it's the first show of a brand new year. We're working on year number 6 for Beauty Talk. And then also we're excited because we have one of our favorites on with us tonight, Ms. Marietta Carter-Narcisse. But before we speak with Marietta, my sister Denise has some beauty news she'd like to share with us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Beauty Lounge. Happy New Year again. We are so happy that you all have decided to join us tonight for our very first show of 2014. Starting up tonight, IMAX Los Angeles will be taking place January 17th through the 19th. At the Pasadena Convention Center in Pasadena, California. If you are a pro card holder, you will be able to attend pro-only hours on Friday, January 17th. You can see the website for more detailed information on times for the show and times for the pro hours at imats.net. But also, speaking of IMATS, you can download the app for IMATS LA, or just IMATS in general. You can download it on your Android or your iPhone, or if you have any other type of smartphone, you can download the IMATS Los Angeles web app. And again, you can get that information from the website, imats.net. On that website also, you will be able to see the list of speakers and vendors who will be attending that show. And very quickly, before Marietta comes on, I know she's going to come on and she's going to talk about some of this stuff, but I just wanted to give a quick recap on some giveaways that Marietta had, the holiday giveaway and her New Year giveaway. We want to send congratulations to Jessie Yarborough for winning the makeup planner for 2014, and Keisha White and Jaleesa, I believe it's Jakarin, for winning workshops by Marietta. I think Keisha won the script breakdown and set etiquette class, and Jaleesa won the Minding Your Makeup Business class. And for the New Year giveaway, congratulations to Francesca for winning the makeup planner, as well as Janelle Banks and Nidra Jones for winning workshops by Marietta. Janelle won the script breakdown and set etiquette class, and Nidra won the Minding Your Business class. And speaking of Marietta's classes, her workshops by Marietta, her classes for workshops with Marietta will be held 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and those classes will be held quarterly. The script breakdown and set etiquette class will be held January 26th through 29th, April 20th through 23rd, July 20th through 23rd, October 12th through 15th, and the Minding Your Makeup Business classes will be held February 16th through 19th, May 18th through 21st, August 17th through 20th, November 16th through 19th. And the cost for those classes are $500. And if you know anything about Marietta, or if you've ever experienced Marietta, just besides Beauty Talk, just at a seminar or with the powder group, or at a trade show, then you know she's worth every bit of that $500, and that's
absolutely
pennies. you know, for her classes and for, you know, and for her knowledge. So I'm just asking you all to consider, really seriously consider taking one of her classes and just setting aside the money to do it. If you don't have it now, you know, I just gave you the list of dates for when her classes will be taking place online. You can save up and take her class later, or, you know, maybe she has some way that she can work, you can work out, you know, a payment plan. I don't know, but I think her classes are, you know, very much worth the money. And you're getting knowledge from someone who's experienced and who has over 20-plus years, you know, if not more than, you know, if not more than 30-plus years in the business and who knows what she's talking about. And no, Marietta didn't pay me to say all that either. One of my favorite things to do on a Saturday is Marietta's lipstick lectures. And those classes will be held on every second Saturday of each month from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. January 11th, your action plan for 2014. So that's next Saturday. February 8th, the working mom juggling work and family. March 8th, preparing for taxes. April 12th, working on location. May 10th, how to pack for location. Now, this is how I learned how to pack for location, was just listening to Marietta and just taking her advice. This is exactly how I learned how to pack for location. So that should be a great class. June 14th, how to shop and prep the makeup and hair trailer. We need that information right now. July 12th, staffing the makeup and hair department. That could be a whole discussion all on its own, like that could be one of those $500 classes. August 9th, how do I eat healthy on set?
Oh, I need that right now.
Yeah. September 13th, what's a honey wagon set terminology? That's a really good class if you missed that one the last time Marietta did that one. October 11th, how do I get into the union? November 8th, how do I negotiate my deal? That's an excellent class. And December 13th, planning for my retirement. And if you think you're too young to plan for retirement, then you're crazy. And again, the makeup artist planner for 2014, Marietta's taking orders now for the makeup artist planner 2014. And you can get that very, very soon.
All right. Well, let's not hold up any longer. Let's bring Marietta on. Marietta?
Hi.
How are you?
Happy New Year to you guys. I'm great.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Glad you could join us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. You know, it's quite exciting to start the year off this way. You know, lots been going on.
Right.
Literally when it jumped into the year, like, head first.
Right.
I'm telling you, just getting this planner together and, you know, the planner has taken on a life of its own.
Right.
Yeah.
A complete life of its own. It's I didn't realize how much work.
Yeah, oh, gosh. I can imagine, especially now, because I think you said now the planner is like 200 pages.
Yes. I didn't realize how much work, but, you know, I took a lot of advice, and because, again, I started off the planner just as a means for me to get my own classes prepared without conflicting with anyone else's classes, and it's really evolved, and I'm so grateful and so blessed for the people who have taken a chance on me to know that I don't do anything frivolously, that I take it very, very seriously what I'm doing. And just really want to deliver a great product to everyone, you know. But my goodness, the dates, I went through and I, you know, I looked at everything and I tried to capture, I have every major Christian holiday, every major Jewish holiday, every major Muslim holiday, every Canadian and U.S. holiday.
Oh, wow.
So that
well,
when
good.
You're planning, you can really start to see what's going on pretty much around the world.
Now we can see how other people live and, you know, when they, and not just think, oh, okay, it's, you know, it's Thanksgiving all over. Well, no, it's not, you know.
Exactly, because Canadian Thanksgiving is different from the U.S. Thanksgiving.
Right.
And then you've got Boxing Day, which is a big holiday. after Christmas, but around the rest of the world and not in the U.S., you know. So I try to incorporate all of those things so that when you're planning, you actually can really plan methodically.
And
know that if you're going someplace, it might be a holiday outside of the country and you're not getting anything done.
Exactly.
You know, and I also try to incorporate all the trade shows, the major trade shows around the world that are beauty shows.
That's good.
So I've got a lot of European dates, a lot of UK dates. I've got Ireland dates. I mean, Germany trade shows. Some in Australia. Just pretty much things that I didn't even know existed. But digging and searching, I was able to find a lot of stuff that we might be interested in attending. And I've also, you know, each month of the planner now has its own income and expense date.
You
know, sheets so that you don't have to turn to the back of the book now to record.
Right.
Every month you can record your expenses and your income.
Nice.
Makes it a lot easier for you to keep track. Then I have additional ones at the end of the book.
Let me ask you this, Marianna. Did you happen to include a page for mileage?
No, I didn't include a separate page for mileage. You know what? I did not. That's a good question.
Maybe next year.
Yes. Because I put so, but I do have pages that you can make notes.
You can write all that down. Gotcha.
You can totally make notes on the actual day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Because that's what I normally do.
On the actual day, and then go back and recap. In the back of the book, there's also like just personal note pages that you can use. There's a few pages for doodling. But a lovely illustration by a wonderful lady that I met when I went to the Artist Summit in Provincetown, Teresa Reynolds. Mm-hmm. She gave me allowed me to use one of her beautiful illustrations, and I thought it was a great place to doodle. And I have all the major trade shows. I've got all the major film festivals that's going on pretty much all over the U.S. and, you know, like the Cannes Film Festival and stuff. So I've got a lot of the major film festivals and music festivals and all the award shows and some amazing quotes. So, you know, those inspirational quotes, when you open the book and you're having a really down day, just reading one of those can really give you a jump start and kind of give you that extra energy that you need to kind of make it through the day.
Right.
You know, which I think is so important, so important. I also have a... two checkup pages, a six-month checkup and an annual checkup, because we need those mental laxatives to keep us going. And in order to get going, we have to clear out the stinking thinking a lot of times in order to make room for something positive to come in.
Right.
You know, and, you know, I just try to think of everything as a makeup artist that you can walk around with and put in that planner. And, I got such amazing advice from Lyra Kwartnik, who I love to death, and she was so instrumental in literally writing out a whole list of, because she used the planner like nobody else used the planner, and I was really happy with Lyra Kwartnik. She lives in Sarasota.
Okay.
And she's just like phenomenal. And of course, my trusted assistant, Lakeisha, who was there, you know, proofing and finding all the things that we needed to submit. And then I also had some help with all the film festivals. Lyra helped me found film festivals all over the world. And Carone helped me find makeup schools all around the country. And Caitlin Bates, Carone Peters and Caitlin Bates, and both of them, they helped me tremendously in finding all the things that we needed to contribute into the planner, you know, different dates and things like that, because it's a lot of work.
Right.
And, of course, everybody's waiting for their planner. I, too, am waiting for the planner. But when I got my hard proof that there were so many errors that were beyond my control, not as far as proofing grammatically. Those were perfectly fine because my editor in Puerto Rico, she really did we did a lot of original proof in it, and she did the final proof with me. And so it wasn't those issues, but actual technical issues as far as how the pages were cut. And that was a huge, huge, huge problem, because there's no way that I could possibly set out a planner where half the words are cut off and stuff. Yeah, there were major technical issues. So now we've rectified all of that. So we're just waiting for the actual book now to come from the printer. So, but because of the holidays and stuff, things have been backlogged. So as soon as I know exactly when my shipment will arrive, then I will know when I can start shipping.
Gotcha.
So I apologize profusely, because no matter how well you plan, it takes time, because, I've been working on this for quite a while, but I had to wait for advertisers to get their ads in and, then the place for the ads and all of that. So it took a lot more, when you're chief cook and bottle washer, it requires quite a bit. So I just ask everybody to be patient with me, and it's coming, like they say in Jamaica, come.
Right.
Look, I'm from the islands, it soon come, okay?
Right. Marina, let me ask you this. How can you compare, I know you have 200 pages now as opposed to the last planner. Can you compare the 2014 planner to the 2013 planner? Like, how useful of a tool is this going to be in the everyday life of a makeup artist? And I know that kind of sounds like a dumb question, but I think a lot of people...
You know what? It's a great question. Let me tell you why. Because being a member of 706, we receive an actual teeny tiny, tiny, tiny planner to keep track of our hours.
Yeah, we do too.
So $7.98 sends one out too, right?
Yes.
So that you can keep track of your hours worked, so that every day you work, every day you go into a job, you write those hours down. You're in and out, your lunch times in and out, et cetera, et cetera. So that when you fill out your time card at the end of the week, everything kind of cross references, and then when you get your paycheck, you can cross-reference your paycheck to those hours you've kept track of. You know what I mean? However, our little teeny tiny union books don't have any information as to what goes on in the industry.
Exactly.
So I don't even think there's a comparison. There's no information. You don't know when trade shows. You don't know when the Grammys. You don't know when the Oscars. You don't know when the Golden Globes. You don't know when any award
and
show
not
for
just
the
that.
Industry.
You won't even get your email updates either with your union book.
No.
As opposed to your planner.
So, compared to the 2013 to the 2014, like I said, I took all the suggestions and tried to put them to good use. I couldn't put in everything at one time because it takes time,
Right.
And stuff. And again, this is pretty much my second year putting something out. Just kind of took off. And so, of course, with each edition, it will improve and become more productive. And, as we research, things that are out there, it will allow me to produce much better. Forgive me, I'm literally going in the house right now. So, as we get better, we'll be able to add more things to the planner, and we take suggestions and what's feasible, and we'll be able to make a lot more improvements and eventually change the format to something else that right now the size I think is very practical, and easy to move around with that, as you're on a set, you can just slide it into your bag.
Exactly.
It's easy enough. It's a soft cover. I mean, for those of you who want a hard cover, I do have a hard cover that can be available, more like a collector's item than anything else. But
Marianna, I think sometimes, like I'm listening to you talk about, the suggestions and the advice that you got on it, I think sometimes you have to get to a point where you can't accommodate everybody. Like, you know, some people may want soft cover, some people may want hard cover. I think, you know, it is what it is. And I think stuff like that is, I mean, in my opinion anyway, is just minor. Like, you know, do you have to have a hard cover, you know, as opposed to, like, if someone were, like, if you continue to put this out in a soft cover, I have no problem with that, because for me, what's important are those pages, the pages to write down, you know, appointments, the pages to write down, you know, work times, lunch times when I'm at work, you know, those pages that says, you know, your class is on this particular date, or, you know, mm-hmm. or this expo is that particular date. I think sometimes I can really see going from year to year, people are going to have plenty of suggestions about what should be in the book, and you know, but I think, and I don't want people to take this the wrong way, but I think sometimes it's like, it's just like when people, you know, when you buy a smartphone. You buy the
right.
smartphone today, and you know, oh, I like this about it, I like that about it, but I wish it had this, I wish it had that. And it's like, can't you just appreciate it for what it is right now?
You make total sense.
Yeah, it's just like, because then it's like it'll end up being a 500-page book, and then next people are going to want an online version. But, you know, there's something about a planner that I just love. Hold it in my hand. I love a planner
mm-hmm.
that I can write in. I don't want something online. If that's the case, I can use my cell phone for that. You know,
right,
I want
right,
a book.
Right, right. And you know what I found, and I tell you, Michael DeVilla did it so beautifully. When we attended the Artist Summit,
mm-hmm.
when you walked into the room, there was a pad, a lovely little notebook, and a pen.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I don't care how much computers you've got.
Yep.
Pretty much. When you're so busy typing on that computer, you will miss everything that every person
yes.
has said.
Yep.
Because mm-hmm. you can't grasp it because you're so busy with the typos and the errors and the this
exactly.
and that.
Exactly.
You can't get it. But when you get pen and paper, you can write and take notes.
Yep.
And
yep.
nothing beats that. And no matter how much electronic devices I have around me,
mm-hmm.
I have got a ton of paper that I write with because I find nothing works like pen and paper.
Marietta, sometimes I can't even think clearly without a pen in my hand. I don't even have to be writing anything. I just have to have a pen in my hand because it tells me I'm thinking.
So many mistakes with this stupid smartphone. I type stuff in it. I go, what the hell is that I just typed? That's not what I meant to say.
Right.
the autocorrect and stuff, and then I'm like, you know what? So I think no matter how far we go with electronics, I actually think for planning our daily lives as makeup artists, you know, your clients aren't going to sit there and wait for you to type something incorrectly when you can just jot it down and deal with it later.
Right.
True.
And I think the planner allows you to do just that, to jot things down to reference your daily
exactly.
life as makeup artist. And you know, and I tried to fill a niche where when I was planning my own things, I couldn't find these things. And, you know, if you're planning a vacation, well, if I'm planning a vacation, I don't want it to be around a time where I want to attend the class.
Right. Right.
So I want to know what's going on in my industry so that I can plan around that. Like, I work all those things around for the year, like my kids' graduation, my this, my that,
mm-hmm.
so that when I look, I can see at a glance exactly what's going on. Oh, we've got the Oscars, the Grammys, the this, the that, all of these things happening. You know, we've got
right.
film festivals. And the film festival, that's another thing. We don't attend enough film festivals.
We don't. We really don't.
And this
and
is
if,
the
if,
industry that we're in, and we need to support
mm-hmm.
it.
Yep. And even if you want to be in this industry, I remember one Saturday listening to one of your lipstick lectures, and I remember one of the young ladies had attended. I think she had attended and volunteered at I don't know if it was ABFF or some other film festival down in South Florida, and.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember thinking this is the perfect way if you're new to makeup or if you're new to wanting to be in film and TV, this is the perfect way of just, you know, getting in there, getting your feet wet, and just learning what it's all about.
Right.
You know, it may cost you a ticket to this show or a ticket to that, you know, particular movie or something, but it, especially if it's in your hometown or somewhere close to your hometown, it's not going to be that expensive to attend a film festival.
No, it's not. It's wonderful because last year I attended Sarasota, and this year I attended Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm.
And it was wonderful. Like, Fort Lauderdale, I went to the Cinema Paradiso. It's a wonderful, beautiful little theater that was formerly a church. So much character in that space. You know, and I spoke to one of the young ladies who worked the festival, and she's like, we're constantly looking for volunteers. We really need volunteers and stuff. And that's how you meet people in the industry, because if that's what you want a career in, you've got to be where the things are happening. And that is, like, one of the easiest places to meet people within the industry is just volunteering at those film festivals. And Fort Lauderdale's own is quite large because it encompasses quite a few areas. You've got Sunrise and Pompano, the Bahamas. The whole Fort Lauderdale. I mean, you've got it also encompasses up in, St. Augustine. So you've got so many various places that you can volunteer and actually get to, you know. And I tell you, I have a girlfriend who moved down here from New York, and I all day long I was saying to a few of my friends, I so admire her guts and her drive. And coming from New York, she was not afraid to take the bus around or anything, and she volunteered at a museum here. And now what started off as just a religious aspect of volunteering 2 days a week has now turned into a full-time job.
Right.
And it's from seeing her approach, her commitment, her diligence, you know, and looking at that volunteering position as though it was her regular job, and seeing all of that completely involved into something with so much responsibility. And I got to tell you, I attended a function last night that she did that was just brilliant. It was just beautiful. And that's what people don't realize, is that your commitment and dedication to something sets you apart from somebody else, and it also
Absolutely.
Shows somebody who might be looking, wow, we need to take this person seriously. And from the moment somebody might call and say, hey, I'm looking for a makeup artist, you're the first one that's going to come to mind.
Right.
Because they see
Absolutely.
How you work, and they see your work ethic. Nope, you don't have to tell somebody what your work ethic is. They
exactly.
will see it. They will
exactly.
see it by your actions.
Exactly.
And that's one of the things we have to start looking at. We put so much emphasis on money that we miss the point all the time.
Right. Exactly.
We continuously
Can you say that
miss
again?
It. Yeah, we put so much emphasis on money that we truly miss the point. And, you know, like when I have referred people to jobs, and when the first thing they say is, what's it paying? I'm not interested in you after that.
Exactly.
Right.
It is the biggest turnoff to me.
But
I
you said, ask you this, Marietta. Okay,
huh?
You said that's a big turn. That's, you said that's a big turnoff, and I totally agree. But then what about those people who are so afraid of turning people off that they don't ask what the rate is? How do you ask the rate in the conversation someone off? Because we have to know at some point.
You know, you know. Sometimes you can turn it into a joke. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, is this going to be a labor of love?
Right.
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 You know, I mean, right away when you say, is this going to be a labor of love? Oh, no, it's not going to be a labor of love, girl. They're paying $150.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're paying $500 for the day. Or, you know what I mean? It
yep.
gives them a When you do that, it gives them a chance then to come back.
Gotcha.
But if the first question is going to be what they're paying, they're going to say, well, never mind. I'll call somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, yes, it is a labor of love. But what? If you're not doing anything, what difference does it make?
Right. Right. I mean, the thing is, if you're not booked on something and you're just sitting around at home, but you know there are certain things you need to work on, especially if you're a newbie, then if someone offers you a job and it is a labor of love, take that time to work on those skills.
Exactly.
That's what those opportunities are for.
Exactly.
I mean, I still do stuff for free, and I've been doing this for 15 years.
Oh, yeah, we all do.
But it's not all, it's, sometimes it's about working on skill, and it's about relationships. Building new relationships, maintaining old relationships. How do you think you get work in this business? It ain't about your looks. It's not. Sometimes it's not even about your experience. It's about who you know and who knows you.
Yes, 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 yes. It's amazing to me what, you know, some of the integrity that has been lost in the industry over the years, and I think we have to reclaim that. I strongly believe we have to reclaim that. You know, I mean, people want the quick fix.
Right.
And there is no quick fix.
And, you know, and just speaking of quick fixes, and this is something that I've been hearing a lot lately, and I've been seeing a lot lately, you know, people are, you know, especially with social media around, people are, you know, they're posting a lot of their work on Instagram and on Facebook and things like that. And I know a lot of people have, you know, gotten a lot of work with celebrities, you know, by posting their stuff on Instagram, and that's great, that's wonderful. I'm not taking anything away from anybody. But there's just some things in this business that, you know, I'm not saying things can't change, but there are going to be some things that still remain the same. And if you think you want to go, you can go around and post stuff on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and think you're going to get all of your work that way, you are so wrong. You still need a portfolio.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, you do. But that's what people are doing. That's what people are doing, and they're not really putting time and effort into actually doing shoots and all that anymore. And they just think I can, you know, I'll do the makeup, I'll take a picture with my phone. You know, everybody's a photographer now. Or I'll take a picture with my camera and I'll post it on Instagram. And, you know, let's see how many likes I can get and all this and that. I mean, yeah, there are a lot of companies and businesses that are on, you know, social media. And most of them are just trying to sell their product. But there are still producers out there, directors out there. They don't look at Instagram for somebody they want to hire.
No. And, you know, and stop posting all that bad work, too.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. I feel like nowadays, I feel like we're back in the days of when I first started, when everybody was using Ben Nye powder, you know, and I'm so sick of that Ben Nye banana that I don't know what to do. Please stop using that powder.
Ben Nye might be listening, okay? Ben Nye Jr. might be listening.
Well, I'm sorry, because stop using it until you learn how to use it. How about that?
Hey, that's that much better.
Yeah, I mean, I have Ben Nye powder. Trust me, it's not like I don't have it. But learn how to use it first before you start going overboard with it.
Well, I think one of the things is learn how to use it, the tools that you walk around with. That's important. Learn how to use the tools that you walk around with.
Also know what those tools are great for and not just getting those tools because, you know, you hear it all the time, and so you think that's the popular thing.
But that's the thing. Everybody's copying everybody else. Nobody's original. Nobody's trying to set themselves apart. You know, nobody's different. Everybody's doing the same things. They're using the same products. They don't really know why. They're just using them because it's popular. Oh, girl, such and such uses Ben Nye. I mean, and you can look at the pictures on Instagram and tell who uses Ben Nye and who doesn't.
Well, you know, that's why when people ask me, one of my favorite products. One of the things that I tell them is whatever's going to work for the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Because not everything works for everyone, for every end result you're going for. So I strongly believe you have to know what end results you're going for and then use that to determine what product is going to give you that end result, you know? And I, you know, like I have my in-kit products that I use all the time that I can't live without. You know, like I love Graftobian. I love I love RCMA. And
mm-hmm.
I use RCMA has two products that when I teach my class, they have two products that I constantly use that I show in my class. One is just the RCMA Clear, which is really, it's the medium without the pigment. So I use that to dilute my foundation. It's just the clear, it's just the medium without the foundation, without the pigment in it. And then
mm-hmm.
they have a liquid version of that I use to thin out liquid foundations. And it's amazing that a lot of makeup artists don't even know that it exists. And you know, then there's certain things that I just keep in my kit that I just can't live without. And but I try, my kit is a mix, an amalgamation of anything from the dime store to the department store. I mean, you know, you just have to know and understand what the product can and can't do to get the results that you're looking for. You know, and I think that's something that people are missing.
Yeah, they are missing it, you know, and it's like, but you can't, I don't know, it's just like, it's almost like you can't really tell them that they're missing it because they don't get it, so they won't understand that they're missing it because, again, you know, everybody's trying to do makeup like this one or that one, and nobody's really learning anything. We're just copying
Well, everybody's teaching classes, too.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's teaching classes. But it's like, you know, you just got discovered today and you're teaching a class tomorrow because you're popular on Instagram.
Well, that's one of the things that I you know, and I'm like, what qualifies you to teach a class? I am not sure because, I mean, I'm a trained instructor.
Mm-hmm.
So I am not sure what qualifies a lot of people to teach classes. I've been trying to figure that out for a little while, and I haven't been able to figure that out. Maybe somebody can help me.
But you know, I think, and again, it's my opinion because I see so many makeup artists, especially living here in Atlanta. They're coming from everywhere. Everybody's trying to do this reality TV makeup. So I don't know.
Reality TV makeup? What do you mean?
Yeah. I mean, do you watch any of the reality shows like Atlanta Housewives or anything like that?
I was watching a little bit of that tonight. Not because I was home, but because I was someplace else.
Well, it's just this very heavy beat, heavy under eye makeup, heavy, you know, banana powder, you know. It's that look, and you see it.
Is going to be coming after you.
I don't care, you know. it's just everywhere. You see it all over social media. You see it all on television, like everywhere. Like people are, you know, you're in the grocery store, and these women have on, you know, like the heels, and it's like, do you have to get that dressed up and that made up to go to the grocery store?
Well, understand. Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. Not like that. Not like that. I mean, we know these ladies are on TV, but it doesn't take that much makeup to be on TV.
I know. They're really overdone. It's really reality TV now. It's actually, the makeup is more like, not even like, it's beyond soap opera makeup. It's more like novella makeup.
It's drag queen.
I forgot how Reggie Wells described it on our last show of 2013, but he described it very well.
Yeah,
I forgot how he described it, but it was good.
Didn't he say it was drag queen?
No, he didn't say that. He said, I can't remember exactly how he worded it, but it was a very good description.
Yeah, it's very much like the novellas. I mean, it's overdone, and it's not. I don't know. I mean, where are we going to be in 5 years from now? No, I'm not even saying 10 years. 5 years from now, where are we going to be?
Where are we going to be in 5 months?
I don't think film is going to be obsolete.
No, we'll just be watching it on our phones. We'll just be watching it on our phones.
Well, we had Suzanne Patterson on. She was probably the next to the last show of last year,
right.
And you know how Suzanne always talks about all the cameras and you know all this stuff that they're doing now.
Right.
You know, when you sit and you listen, you would think that you know you're no longer going to need a makeup artist. And I mentioned about, well, you know, a lot of productions don't want to spend all of the money in post to make corrections and do all of this stuff because, you know, that in itself in post is very pricey. You know, I totally don't agree with the fact that we're not going to need a makeup artist. I don't agree with the fact that we're not going to, you know, don't want to think that there will be a day when we won't be able to go to a movie theater. I'm hoping that we're not going to be sitting on our phones and watching everything and on our computers.
Or for people like me who can't see, that's going to be impossible. I cannot catch things on a phone.
Mm-hmm.
How can you? This is too small.
Yeah. It would be too much.
So, you know, it's so funny because being a member of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, like I just posted my card, you know, and I just got an email from Dawn Hudson, who's now the president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, and her email said, you know, voting is a privilege, and you know, we don't want to lose that privilege. So, as long as the Academy's going on, we're going to have some.
Mm-hmm.
So when I start seeing them mentioning different things, then I'll, you know, my ears will pop up. And but right now, film is very much still in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have some years left. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think we still have some years left. So that's a great thing. So I think people still interested in pursuing a career in film still have time. Like, I don't think it's going to disappear very quickly.
Right.
You know, and because it's still our major means of entertaining.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And the Academy, they still only send out pretty high caliber stuff, not the frivolous stuff that they come and go. In the theaters, they're still sending out, you know, high quality, and still for films to be considered part of the Academy, there's still some criteria for them to meet. So,
mm-hmm.
So it's a, you know, so I think those who are interested in truly pursuing a career in film and television still have time to do it, to do it properly. You know?
Right.
It costs too much in post-production to insert makeup. I'm sorry. Like you
right.
said, it costs too much, so they're not going to be doing that.
Mm-mm.
So they're still going to be using us.
Yep.
I strongly believe that. You know, and I strongly believe that those of us who truly, truly want to pursue a career and film need to start doing the work to network. I believe that in most areas there's some kind of a mixture that the film commission offices have. I strongly believe you can still or start a group in your area or something, you know, find out where the film commission offices have lists of the people that are in the areas, you know. I still think that that's a great place for you to start. We just started on Friday. We had our first little meeting, what we're calling the Miami Makers Lounge. And it was a couple of us, you know, like four or five of us. And it was great just to get, because, you know, you keep planning, and you never get around to it, like Crystal says, around to it. So we just decided, okay, let's just do it on Friday, and whoever shows up, shows up. So we started off with who we had to just start setting and getting our year going and putting our vision boards and action boards together. I prefer action board than vision board because action board really tells you that you're going for it. And so we had Crystal Gossman and Robin Janula and Candy Hannon and myself and Amanda Levinson. And we just started and networked. And, you know, it was really great because we ended up talking about different products. Oh, let me see that product. Oh, I didn't know this could do that. You know what I mean? And exchange ideas. And it was wonderful. Similar to what we do on the lipstick lecture. It's like, you know, what do you do? What do you use? How do you do this? And I mean, we share a lot of information on the lipstick lecture.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
And that's the thing. And it's free. So I don't, that's what.
I know. That's what's amazing to me.
I just get so frustrated. I'm just like.
You know?
You say
you want to
be in this business. Here's the resource. Why not use it?
And I send out tons of emails and stuff. I follow up with people. But yet you're going to pay $450 to somebody who has only been in this industry for a year to teach you a class. And I
exactly. Your peer.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I will never understand humankind. So, you know, it's very, very interesting. And my classes, you know, I tell people my classes are very different, like my workshop classes. They're very different because my classes really, I'm not trying to teach anyone how to do makeup over the internet.
Exactly.
That's not my goal. I am basically trying to help you understand the business classes can be successfully done the way I do them over the internet. And pretty much for those who want a career, how to learn and understand those different elements that you need to walk onto a film set so that you don't look like a blundering idiot.
Right.
And I think that that's so important to understand the industry.
And, you know,
Marianna,
some of your classes are great for those who want to be in film, but then some of your classes are great for any makeup artist, that, you know, those who are not in film also. So it's not, this is not just only geared to film makeup artists. So understand that. You know, it's a lot to, even with the lipstick lectures, anybody, any makeup artist can tune in and learn a lot.
Yeah, we the lipstick lectures have been really wonderful because I tell you, it's like, you know, learning the terminology, understanding, like this year, one of the things that I'm going to do for the March is bring on a young lady who was one of my students. But the beautiful thing about her, she's a CPA and an attorney and a makeup artist. And she's got a lot of jobs, and she's not, well, she's part island, and she's going to talk a little bit about all the different tax write-offs and stuff that we have, because, you know, when I teach the classes, and I start to mention the business aspect of what some of these students need to understand, they're like, what are you talking about? What do you mean by receipts? And I'm like, yeah, this is part of what you have to understand. And what's the deductible, and, you know, and how to hold on to your receipts and how to create a system for your receipts and your expenses and your income and how to keep track and all of these things that you don't normally think of that you have to start thinking of.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's so, so important. And if you notice, I mentioned retirement on there because I realized that's something that's not touched upon.
Exactly.
And you know, and you know, for me, I know I'm in the winding down years of where you better make sure, and, you know, you can't start when you're ready to retire to think of a retirement. You have to start way in advance. And mm-hmm. I say now that you're young and you're starting in the industry, it's time for you to start to set up certain things. Because I look at what I had when in 1984, I took out a disability policy. You realize that I could not afford that same disability policy if I tried to do it today.
Mm.
There's absolutely no way. Because I took that policy out, and I tell you, it was $180 a quarter. Now, because I've had it for so long, it will never, ever change. My rate will stay the same for the rest of my life. But when I got into an accident and I was hospitalized, that policy kicked right in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. It kicked right in. And the same with the other indemnity policies that I had. Those kick in because if you don't really think that it adds up, it starts to add up when you're not bringing in anything, but you're putting out.
Right.
It really starts to add up. So that indemnity policy where it pays like, you know, 60 to 120 bucks a day when you're hospitalized until for a certain amount of time, I mean, it made a huge difference in paying all those little bills that don't go away. So you know, I say these things. It's like if you don't pay attention to all those things, your life is going to pass you by, and then you have nothing to retire with.
Right.
So and for those makeup artists who are out there who you know, who have those jobs, like especially when I had a corporate job and I had a 401k, but when
right.
I started to do makeup full time, I rolled that 401k over into an IRA. And as a matter of fact, I started the IRA while I was still working.
Right.
So that way, you know, when I was doing the IRA and the 401k at the same time, but then when I left my job, I just rolled that 401k over into the IRA, and then, you know, you make payments as you can into your IRA. People have to start mm-hmm. thinking about that, like you said, now, not waiting until it's close to retirement, because if you wait until close to retirement, it's not going to be a lot of money in there anyway.
No, it's not, and you also have to start checking your Social Security. And
mm-hmm.
Social Security now comes online. Your statement, you can go in and
mm-hmm.
set up your whole Social Security online, and check. You check all that information, and you check it because I check to see what jobs, because you can check and see what jobs that you've done all year have been added into your Social Security plan. You know that, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I check and I double check. And see what has been added in and all that, because it makes a big difference, you know. And it's so important. It's so important to stay on top of those things. You know, very, very important to stay on top of those things. And we need to do those things. We really need to do those things. And that's our responsibility, nobody else's.
Right. Right. So, Mariana, how do you suggest we jumpstart our career this year? Like, what are the steps we should be taking just to do something different, I guess, to really, you know, make a difference this go around?
Well,
there's some people who – I'm sorry, go ahead.
I strongly believe you need to take a real good look as to where you are right now. An honest look. When I was in charm school, called an air bath. You know, like, I mean, literally, truly take a look at where you are. An honest look. If you don't have to be honest with anybody else, you got to be honest with yourself. Take
mm-hmm.
an honest look at where you are, what you have achieved over the past year, write it down and then start to look and say, okay, this is where I really want to be, but this is where what I was able to do. What do I need to do to make the difference? What do I need to do to make the difference? So if you know you've got to network more, well, that's going to be the top of your list. You need to network more. Do I need to get more education? Proper education, let's rephrase it, proper education.
Right.
You know what I mean? Do I need to attend more classes? Do I need to take a self-confidence course? Do I need, you know what I mean? So look at the weak spots and look at the strengths and see where you need to make adjustments. You can only do that by honestly, literally going inside yourself and spending some time with yourself. And then once you have honestly looked at all of that, then you can make a realistic plan as to what you need to do.
Right.
But it's homework. Everybody wants the quick fix, but homework is not going to be a quick fix. You strongly believe that you have to do that work.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do it, you end up paying the price because you don't receive the results you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that I've been doing. I spend time with myself. And those times that you're not working, those are the times that you really need to put that effort in and ask yourself those questions. What else do I need to do? Where do I want to go? Where do I see myself? And it doesn't have to make sense to anybody else but you. So if you see yourself doing more of one over the other, that's what you need to focus on. Okay, I want to do film. I want a career in film. Well, what have you done so far to help you get a career in film?
And then not just that, but if you're offered a job working on a short film and it's no pay,
take it.
You know, take it. You can possibly ask them for, you know, a small kid fee or, you know, maybe gas money. You can try that. But if that doesn't work, take it.
Take it. You have to be in the environment.
Get the experience. Put that short film on your resume.
That's right. That's right. And you know, again, at these film festivals, who attends film festivals? Producers, directors.
Right,
actors.
Right.
Hello.
Yep.
That's who attend film festivals. Why
yep.
do you want to attend them? Because then you're in the environment with them.
That's right. Yep, that's right.
A lot of times they have question and answer. Not
Absolutely.
A lot of times. 99% of the time there's a question and there's an introduction to the film.
Yes.
Then there's a question and answer afterwards with the panel of who was on the film.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's your opportunity.
And you can ask questions
and you know
of
what?
The directors, of the actors, of anybody involved. If
exactly.
you're in that audience and you're listening, you can ask
That's
any questions.
Right.
You know, you can ask questions. Get to know them. And sometimes it's like a nice, intimate environment. You know, even if it's like 100 people in the room, it's still
oh,
intimate
yes.
enough that
yes.
they're going to speak directly to you. And you're speaking directly to them, you know.
Yes.
So it's not like... You can't approach them. I mean, because we're all here for the same reason. You know, you have actors that are attending these festivals because they're trying to get jobs.
Exactly. And they have all the actor workshops. And a lot,
yes.
I tell you, a lot of the actor workshops, when you meet a lot of up-and-coming actors,
mm-hmm.
as well as seasoned actors, a lot of the up-and-coming actors are always looking for somebody to help teach them how to do the makeup because a lot of times they have to do the makeup themselves.
Exactly.
Or they're looking for somebody to do headshots. There's so many opportunities.
And I'm telling you, it's that up-and-coming actor who will remember you. You know, sometimes
okay.
you can work on a film, and it can be an extra. And just because you said hello to them and you treated them well, when you're on set and when they're on set, trust me, when they get on something else, they will remember you. Even
okay.
if it's just for the smallest of jobs, they'll remember you.
Can I tell you, Octavia Spencer?
Mm-hmm.
You guys all know who she is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Octavia Spencer I met Octavia on A Time to Kill.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I'm moving to L.A. to become a star.
Mm.
Octavia moved to L.A. And Valerie, my friend Valerie Noble, has been doing
mm-hmm.
her. She's been doing
yep.
her hair and her makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Octavia never forgot Valerie. And she has taken her on the ride with her.
Yep, she is.
Because she was doing Valerie was doing her when she had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And she never forgot it, and she's taken her on the ride. Valerie has been everywhere, including Japan and Europe, with Octavia. Can I
yep.
tell you?
Academy Awards, Golden Globes. She's been
loyal,
there. Oh, yeah.
She's loyal to her. And that's something, a classic example of from nothing all the way through. So Octavia mm-hmm. starts to make money. Now Valerie's making money with her.
Yep.
I mean, so you don't know. You just don't know. You have to decide where you want to be and give the universe a chance to help you get there.
That's right.
And that's what I strongly believe.
But, you know, it's now time to put in the work. It's time for us to – that's why I love that you call your vision board, your action board, because, you know, sometimes when it's just a vision, it's just a thought. It's just an idea.
It's just a thought. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that you see possibly in the future. But when it's an action board, it's something that you're saying, okay, I'm going to put the work in to make sure, you know, this happens. And that's what we have to do. We have to be about action and stop talking about what we want to do and start doing it. You know, it's
yes.
like when you're given the information, like we said earlier, this is our sixth year, and you have
wow,
some of the same.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you have some of the same people, you know, coming back asking the same questions over and over. So it makes you think, well, did I not explain it well enough? I mean, what am I doing? No, it's the fact that they're listening, but they're not doing anything.
No. They want you to do the work for them.
They want you to do the work for them. They want you to give them everything that they need. They want you to hire them. It's like they're not willing to go out and, you know, and develop relationships on their own, go out, network, meet people, go to film festivals, you know what I'm saying, and all of that kind of thing, and, you know, get on the film hotlines in whatever city or state that you're in and do the work like we had to do without the Internet.
Oh, into who?
Right. Right.
I think the Internet and Google and all of them, I mean, it's made people lazy. It's made people lazy.
And so
you think you're going to get handed everything on a silver platter. And I think nothing beats old-fashioned research.
Nothing.
And you need to sit down, put pen to paper, and start to plan your year out.
And pick up the telephone sometimes. Make a phone call. Stop sending a text message to people. If this is for business, no. I mean, I feel like I can send you a text message because we have that relationship. But
right.
if this is somebody you don't know, don't send me a text message and say, oh, I got your number from such and such. Who are you and who are they to be giving my number out about business? And I don't know you. You know what
do
I mean?
Do a proper introductory letter.
Exactly. If anything, get my email. Send me an email and send me a decent, you know, introducing yourself but people don't take the time to do that. And I don't understand why they can't get it in their heads that that's just not the thing to do.
Well, you know what it is. Let me tell you. We have come so far that we're going back to the beginning.
Yep.
Because people are tired of misspelled, incorrect, short, I think I know you notes.
Mm-hmm.
And not being addressed properly and not given, you know, the proper respect and all the above. So we're going right back to the basics.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, we're going right back to the basics. It's like I came home from the Artist Summit and I sent out thank you cards.
Mm-hmm.
Handwritten thank you cards.
Yep.
And people don't do that. They everything is a quick fix, and the people who remember you are the ones who send you, that you send the proper addresses to. I don't know if I said that correctly, but mm-hmm. the ones you take the time to acknowledge and thank them properly, and you know, this is a tough industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very tough industry, and we all need encouragement, no matter how long we've been in this business or not. We all need encouragement. And I think if somebody refers you to a job, a lot of times the first thing I ask is, how did you get my number? Because I want to mm-hmm. thank the person who referred me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I have one client I deal with all the time, and she's referred me to a ton of people. As soon as I get a referral from her, the first thing I do, because of the relationship we did, I immediately text her and I said, oh my God, thank you so much for the referral.
You know,
acknowledge that.
I had someone that I referred to a job, and this woman is older than I am. And of course she sent me a text, or she called me, one of the two, and she thanked me for the referral. But a couple of weeks later, she sent me I think it was like a $75 or $100 gift card to Macy's.
Wow. Wow.
And I got that gift card and I thought, oh my God, she didn't have to do that. But I was grateful. You know, I appreciated it. But it's just little things like that. Little things.
Of course.
She wasn't going to miss that $100 because, I mean, here, I gave her a really good job. This wasn't a one-day gig. This was like a six-week gig.
That says a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It says a lot. And that's the thing that's missing. And, you know, I think when people realize and stop the cutthroat
mm-hmm.
kind of stuff that goes on in the industry and start really appreciating each other for somebody else's success, truly appreciating it, as
mm-hmm.
opposed to envying it, we will go a lot further.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, a lot of people are scared to refer other people to jobs because they're afraid that people are
right.
going to cutthroat and stab them in the back and try to take the job, you know, the client from under
right.
them and things like that. And that's so sad. We shouldn't be like that.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
I guess it's human nature. We shouldn't be like that. We should be grateful that somebody's thinking enough of you to refer you to something, you know, and you should be just appreciative and thank them and move on. I will never get it because I'm not like that, so I don't think like that, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so it's very sad, but I say for 2014, put your nose to the grindstone, get out the pen and paper, and
mm-hmm.
as soon as I start shipping the planner, you'll have the planner to work with. But if you haven't ordered it, order it now. It's not too late. But I say, you know, put pen to paper and really start to think about what you want to achieve. Once you
exactly.
start to put it down, the universe steps in and helps you if you're honest with yourself. You got to be honest, though. If you send the universe conflicting message, you get conflicting results. I'm a firm believer in that.
Mm, so true.
You know, I strongly believe you do your affirmations. You get up every day and you thank God for being alive. And you look at where you want to be and how much you want to make, and the universe will get you there. Sometimes we ask for these things and then we try to control the destiny ourselves. So we can't do that. It doesn't work.
Right.
It just doesn't. So I am a firm believer in that, and you know, I feel grounded, and like I said, I didn't start off the planner. This planner started off to help me as a tool figure out things going on in the industry, and I am so grateful and blessed that it is helping so many makeup artists and, you know, get to another level.
Right.
Let me just share something with you all. One of my friends, she's a friend, but I'm also friends with her on all of the social networks. Someone sent this to her. They put it on a like a purple tag, one of those like metal tags, and it says, well, she says she's headed home, vacation is over, and she's ready to work. Who else is ready? And then she says, not to dream, not to hope, not to beg, not to ask, but to work for what you want, to work for the passions and interests that have been gifted to you. I'm ready. And what the person put on the tag was, the only thing that moves you forward is your work. And so I'm just listening to all the stuff that we've been saying tonight, and it's just a reminder that we have to take action. We have to get up and move. It's okay to dream about it, but in order to be about it, we have to get up and work.
Yep.
Plain and simple.
Plain and simple.
Using the gift that you've been gifted. Not trying to be what someone else is, but using what you've been gifted with.
And trying to
move that forward. So if you've been given a gift, but your gifts don't allow you to work at the level that you want to work at, and that's when you go and you take those proper classes like Marietta was referring to, and you try to move forward. But it takes work. And work
takes time.
Mm-hmm.
Work takes time. It takes work and it takes time. And only you can determine where you are and where you want to
mm-hmm.
be.
Yep.
And you have to judge where you are for you, not in terms of anybody else's success, only in terms of your own success.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that, then you truly can analyze how you're going to get there, you know?
Absolutely.
That is so important. That is so, so important, and I'm a firm believer in that. I never judge my achievements and my accomplishments off of anybody else.
Right.
Just never do. That has just never been one of my things.
You know, and I think it's time for us to start being ourselves and find out what it is about this business that we really love and that we truly, you know, love to do. And just be your own type of makeup artist and, you know, not to copy anybody else's work. It's okay to be inspired. You know, it's okay to, you know, you like how someone does something, but take that and put your own twist to it, you know? And just be you. Be your own makeup artist. Don't copy it, because then everything's going to look like somebody else's work and you won't get credit for it anyway because someone's going to think it's that other person's work.
Mm-hmm.
So find your own thing.
Find your own little niche. I strongly believe that.
Because the thing is, I mean, you want to be, you really want to set yourself apart from everybody else so that, because the thing is, we're all going to be competing against each other. And I'm just saying, and I'm not trying to be harsh, but some of the stuff that I've been seeing out there, it's not going to take you as far as you may think. And I'll just leave it at that. Because there's always going to be someone who can do a thicker brow than you, a nicer, sharper brow than you. It's always going to
mm-hmm.
be someone who can beat a face better than you. And
mm-hmm.
trust me, these celebrities or whoever else you think is, you know, really taking your career to a certain level, they'll drop you like a hot potato and get somebody else. If it means, you know, they can pay them less.
They'll drop you in a heartbeat, honey. In a heartbeat, in a heartbeat, in a heartbeat. And so don't ever
mm-hmm.
think that you're not replaceable because
exactly.
you are replaceable. Very much
I don't
so.
Care who you're working for. We're all replaceable.
and stuff. So, you know, I strongly believe you do the best that you can every day.
Every single day. And do what you can to make your career last. I mean, you know, really put the work in to make your career last. Let's just not be popular for the moment, you know?
I love that, yeah.
You want to make your career last so that in 20 years, if this is what you really want to do, you're still doing it.
That's right. Make it last. Not be popular for the moment. I got to repeat that. Yep. Not be popular for the moment. Write those dreams down. Write those things down. Write them down.
That's why this planner is so, you know, it's so important. It's an, you know, there's a reason you use pen and paper. There's a reason for it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's, because when you...
It's visible. It's there. It's in front of you.
Right.
It's tangible.
And when you're looking for it, you just go back to that page, and there it is. You don't have to get on your smartphone and do a search. Well, where did I put it? Is it in my contacts? Is it in my notes section? You know, you don't have to worry about all of that.
And your smartphone, that could be so dumb sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. 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 Yeah, and what if your smartphone just decides it just wants to shut off and not ever come back on? Then what? You know, then you got to get a new phone.
And
if you didn't back it up, then it's just crazy.
I put information in my smartphone and then don't look at it.
Right.
So, because you don't see it. So if I have a planner and I'm carrying a planner around, you know, I'm going to – well, I like journals and notebooks and paper. I love that kind of stuff. So that works for me a little better than putting it in my smartphone, because I put it in my phone and I never go back to look at it.
Well, it takes me 3 hours to input some stuff in my phone. And the type in, the typo, and the no, I didn't mean to say that. I should have said this. It is like it drives me crazy. Drives me insane, actually. So I have a stack of rack cards that I printed. I have rack cards. You know what rack cards are?
Rack?
R-A-C-K, yeah, rack cards. That's what they call them. And I printed them. I actually printed rack cards probably about 15 years ago. And I keep a stack of them right on my desk. So every time I'm doing it, and, you know, with running my agency and everything, as I get phone calls in, I write it on a rack card. So if you look at my desk, you'll see that I've got rack cards, and as I do stuff, I cross off the rack card. I cross it off. Like I get a call in for a client, and I write that down. I write down the rates. I write down everything. I write everything down on a rack card. So I got stacks and stacks and stacks of rack cards. And as I finish with them, and I use both sides, then I cross them off, and I move on to the next one because I can't help it. It's just how I think. And I can't do that on a phone. I just can't. It drives me freaking crazy. And I have, like, a ton of different pens with different colors. I have all these different color inks that I write things in so that I can see. I mean, that's just how I function. So I can't do the computer thing.
Yeah.
And I use the computer to clarify things, certain things, but I can't do. But taking my notes and all that I mean, that's what I do. I write it down. I totally write it all down. And it all takes time. It takes time. It takes proper planning. You know, and again, it all comes down to time management.
Right.
The proper time management and things like that. And you know, it's so important for you to build your success in a successful career by doing better time management. And if you plan out what you need to do, it allows you to have better time management. You know, I get up in the morning before my house is up because I have a mom that doesn't, you know, my mom comes downstairs about 10:30, 11 o'clock. So I try to get a lot of my real creative and hard things in before that, because then I got to stop and make sure she has breakfast. And then as soon as I finish breakfast, then I got to stop and make sure she has lunch. Then I got to stop and make sure she has dinner. So it's like I juggle a really crazy day. And so I try to get as much creative hard work in early in the morning when the house is quiet.
And you know, Maria, that reminds me, you have either, it's either a class or a lecture on the artist who's like a mother or something like that,
I think we talked about, I have one for moms, you know, the working mom.
Working mom, yeah.
So working mom, because, you know, people in my age group, you know, now, you know, we're faced with being caretakers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just the young child,
young
but it's the older, the older child too, which are our parents.
Right,
you
exactly.
know? And stuff. So it's understanding the juggle of all of that, you know, because in the middle of everything that I was doing and trying to get my planner out and stuff, I mean, I literally had to stop and go to Toronto and take my mom to a funeral. And, you know, and so I was gone for 5 days. That's 5 days that I needed to be working. But what am I going to do? I can't tell her no, because I'm the only one to do it. You know, so because my kid was still in school, so he couldn't go, you know, so my husband was here and my kid, you know, so, you know, those are the things and the sacrifices that we make. So no matter how well you have things planned out, you know, life circumstances come in the way sometimes, and you just have to deal with them as they come.
Right.
You know, there are no apologies. It is what it is.
Right.
And you just have to deal. And that's one of the things of understanding, you know, what your life entails, you know. And I know what mine entails, you know. I know the juggle that I do. And I make it work. There ain't no point in bitching, moaning, and complaining about it. I just make it work.
That's right. That's true.
You know, I just make it work, and that's important. You know, and it's sad that a lot of people in this industry, you guys give so much information every week. And, you know, and people should be tuning in hand over fist, trying to make sure they don't miss this show.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You know, I will never understand the artist mentality. I really wouldn't. Or the lack of the mentality.
Right.
Because you give so much, and you have so many wonderful people on.
And there have been some artists who have listened to this show, and then, you know, then and you know, and they've come back and listened again, and then, you know, they fall off for a little while and they listen, and then they, you know, they don't know if they want to be in this business anymore. And it's like, and I think some people, you know, if they're not getting the work, then they're feeling like this industry is not for them. But that kind of attitude almost makes me want to ask them, do you really want this business? Because it's like as soon as things get hard and you're not getting the work, you know, you want to give up. But what if you're at a corporate job and, you know, you get laid off or something and you haven't been able to find a job? Then what? Do you want to just quit the corporate environment? Like, I mean, you have to make up your mind what it is you want to do and stick with it. And if we're giving you all of the resources that we have, and there, you know, and there are people like you who are, you know, you have free classes. So if it's a matter of you can't afford, there's plenty of free information. If you really want this business, then dig in. If you have to go back to some of the old episodes and listen to some of the old shows, you know, sit back one day, listen to whatever it is you have to listen to, get the information that you need, and go for it.
Well, when I am on my computer working, when I'm doing, because I spend a lot of hours on the computer, I go back and I listen to your shows. You know that. I go back and I listen to the ones I miss, because I can't, sometimes I can't tune in. But I go back and I listen to all those shows.
And we have a lot of people that do that. If they can't make Sunday nights, then, you know, for one reason or another, then, you know, they go back and they listen to the show.
Yeah. It's, you know, there's so much information.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, there are a lot of tools and resources out there for them to use. And there's some free, there's some minimal charges. You know, take advantage of it. Don't think that everybody's going to put stuff into your hands. You listen.
Exactly.
And you look at the resources that are out there, and you create your own action plan to make it work for you. Decide, you know, it's so funny because every week you can decide, okay, I'm going to make X amount of contacts every week. I'm going to send out X amount of introductory letters every week. All of those things, you know, eventually something pays off. There's one young lady, one student
off.
That I had in D.C. that went back to the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, and she called me up. She emailed me. I can't remember. And she said, well, I'm sending out, reaching out to makeup artists here. I don't know if I'll get any responses. I said, you just have to keep doing it. You just have
exactly.
to keep reaching out and doing it. And you know what? She started to get responses.
Mm-hmm.
She started, I said, you set up time to have coffee or something and introduce yourself. Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes what happens is a job might come in and that person doesn't want, and because
right.
they had a chance to interact and mingle with you, the first thing they're going to do is turn it over to you.
Right.
But you only
right.
get that by putting in the time and the energy and the effort.
And so many people get frustrated when they do stuff like that and things don't happen right away. Well, most things aren't going to happen like that every way. I mean, right away. If you're sending somebody a letter or email or something and they don't know you, they may not respond right away. But if you send them another email, then they're going to think, well, this person's serious. And so they may start to read your emails and then they may respond. But you have to
yeah.
keep doing it. I mean, don't be a pest about it, but you have to give it some time.
You know, it's like some of my students, one young lady, she posted, I need help with my resume and my cover letter. Can you look it over? Well, I just redid her cover letter and sent it to her
mm-hmm.
last night. Another young lady just sent me, she said, it's a new year. I need you to take a look at my resume and tell me what you think. So I'm telling her my 2 bits and what to pick on her resume. I look at a lot of websites and I read a lot of these bios and stuff, and they're
mm-hmm.
dramatically incorrect, so many of them. And
that's
I am,
so funny.
I am appalled.
That's so funny that you said that, because I had a young lady that I know and have actually worked with before. She sent me, and I think it's because she probably found out I'm about to start this job or something. People do that sometimes, you know. But she sent me a text message saying, you know, because of your leadership skills on Teen Wolf when we worked together, I just decided to send you my resume because I want to work with you this year. That's one of my goals, to work with you this year. So I knew what that was all about. She just wants me to know that she's available to work, you know, probably on my new show that I'm going to start soon. And so I thought, okay, whatever, you know, say what you have to say, that's fine. And so she sent me the resume, but it didn't come through text message, so I told her to email it. So I go maybe hours later, and I check the email, and I get her resume, and I'm looking at it. Everything looks fine until you get down to the bottom. Every word on this one line was misspelled.
Oh, no.
And I thought, did you type this on your iPhone or did you type this from the computer? Because if you type this on your computer, this is ridiculous. So I thought, I have got to tell her to check that area of her resume, because I thought she's going to sound ignorant if she sends this out to get a job.
Oh, no.
It's like we're not taking our time to look at these resumes.
No. That's terrible.
I mean, it was, the words were so misspelled that I could barely even understand what she was trying to say.
Oh, see, that bothers me.
I get worried about things like that because I think mm-hmm. it's so you've got to have somebody else look over yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to have somebody else look over yourself. And that's what this young lady that posted, she says, can you just double check? Would somebody be willing to look over my resume and stuff? And I looked over her, and I completely changed the cover letter around to make it make more sense, you know, and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this young lady that sent me her resume, I'm working on her resume now just to make it make some more sense to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I've actually had that a lot lately. Is have people actually send me messages on LinkedIn, you know, to check out their resumes. I have no idea who they are, but
really,
I've been looking at them though.
LinkedIn, I still need LinkedIn, Pinterest. I still need some help with that because I don't quite understand that.
Which one, Pinterest?
Yes, I don't understand it.
Oh, Pinterest is nice. Pinterest is just, it's just like print, what do you call them? Like different, they have different boards, like.
I know, but what is the point?
Well, you know what I did? Like I did my vision/action board on Pinterest. So that way I didn't have to cut out magazines or cut out anything. You know, I just pulled pictures from different places and put it on my board. So it's right, it's on the computer.
But
I know, I don't see it. I don't see it, but trust me, it's in my head. It's in my head. And I could easily take that board. I can do, what I was thinking doesn't make any sense, but I don't forget it. I actually think about that board, and actually I've gone out to look at that board probably maybe every day since I've done it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. And I continue to add to the board, too.
Okay, because I still don't, I don't really get it the way, you know.
But, you know, I've also, like different things because they have secret boards as well or private boards. So I've done, you know, like wedding planning with a board, you know, different things like that. You can do, you know, of course the boards that are visible, you know, most people see your board, they pin from your board or, you know, you can pin stuff that you see on other people's boards. But, you know, the private boards are just, you know, private personal stuff. It's just like a reminder or different ideas for certain things. Okay, I'm going to, you know, put this here. Like our beauty tour, we have a board for our beauty tour. So, you know, we have like different locations we're considering, you know, different sponsors that we want to use for certain cities, things like that pinned to a board. So it's just a place for me anyway to keep thoughts and ideas together.
Congratulations again about your beauty tour. That's great.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. The first one was a huge success. Listen, ladies, I just wanted to read you all this. We had someone to send us a message on VTalk. We have gone past the time, actually. But that's cool. When you're really enjoying what you're talking about, that happens all the time. But Aisha Tiffany says, this was a great show tonight. Thank you for all that you do to help educate other artists. Thank you for quality connections to working makeup artists. Enjoy your evening and happy new year. And I'm in the middle of this, replying to her, but I just wanted to say to Aisha and to all of those who are out there listening, thank you guys so much for your continued support and for giving us a reason to do this every Sunday night. It is definitely a sacrifice for us to do this every week. And I'm glad that we made the change from Thursday nights to Sunday nights, only because we really liked Thursday nights better, but Sunday nights were better for those working artists out there. A lot of our guests that we have on are working artists, so it was sometimes when it was difficult for them to commit, they would say they would be on the show, and then the day of, maybe an hour before the show, they couldn't make it or something like that, so to eliminate a lot of that, we switched it to Sunday nights. Plus, now, if we had it on Thursday nights, we'd be competing with Scandal, and God knows I don't want that. So,
no.
But, you know, on Sunday nights, though, we compete with the reality shows. And I think that's so interesting that if you want to be – that if you're a makeup artist and you want to learn more of how to further your career, you'd much rather watch – Housewives or whatever this crazy stuff is on now, something with the heels and sweat and something. I don't know. But I know everybody's going to kill me for talking about all this stuff. But, again, I don't really care. But if you really want to, again, further your career and get the, you know, free advice and the free education, then this is the place to be on a Sunday night. You can watch a reality show and still tune in to Beauty Talk.
Oh, you just have to take the reality show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely. And even though on Beauty Talk you can go back and listen to all the episodes that you didn't hear, we love for people to be on the show live because I think that the guests that's on the show, they would really appreciate your feedback, calling in, asking questions, sending questions over the chat. Our guests really appreciate that. You know, they want to know that somebody's out there listening to them. And I just wanted to say this really quickly. As you all could tell from tonight's show, my sister Denise has an opinion about a whole lot of things, and she's not afraid to give her opinion, as you can tell. So I just say all of that to say it's just her opinion. And as far as the Ben Nye products go, we were raised up in this business on Ben Nye products. We still use Ben Nye products, so there's nothing personal against Ben Nye and his products, but it's just her opinion. She has an opinion. That's kind of one of the things that I like about her voice on the show is that she's always going to give her opinion. Sometimes I think she goes too far, but it's her opinion. So I just wanted to say that so that no one is personally offended, but she's going to have an opinion, trust me. So I just wanted to let you all know that.
Well, you know, and the thing about my opinion is I just want to see us all do well. And I'm just speaking from experience. I'm telling you what's being said out there because I hear it all the time from other makeup artists, especially makeup artists that have been in the business for years and who can outbeat tons of these new makeup artists who are, you know, beating these women like drag queens. People are getting tired of it. And especially in this Atlanta area, because it's such a regional thing here, people are tired of other makeup artists from around the country looking at makeup artists in Atlanta like this is all that we can do. And I have to say we because I'm here in Atlanta. Although my makeup is nothing like that, I have to say we because they're looking at all of us like this is all we can do or some thick, dark eyebrows. And, you know, and we're beating these women like drag queens because that's all I hear. So I'm just putting that out there so that people know. I mean, people are going to do what they want to do, and they're going to continue in their own way. I'm just putting it out there so that you can do something a little different because every makeup situation doesn't call for all of that. If you go on to film and TV, like a real television show, a sitcom or episodic or something, makeup doesn't look like that. I'm just saying.
I'm just listening.
Yes, right. For those of you who liked tonight's show, please go out and mark it as a favorite. Send us a comment on our Beauty Talk Facebook page. Go out and like our Facebook Beauty Talk page. Or you can put a comment out here on our Blog Talk Radio homepage as well. Again, we appreciate you listening. We thank you so much, Marietta, for joining us as our first guest of the new year.
Thank
always,
you
it's
so
a
much
pleasure.
For having me. And people, go
out
for your planners.
Yes,
planners.
We wish you much success with your 2014 planner. I can't wait. I really can't wait for it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
and it's only going to get bigger and better.
Thank you.
It's
going to
be the industry Bible soon.
Exactly.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Happy, happy New Year to everyone who tuned in. Really appreciate it.
And then I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, Marietta. We're waiting for your other book.
I know. I know. This soon comes.
you're not Jamaican.
This soon comes. No, actually, what I call my dictionary of industry terms and stuff. That's what I'm working on now, trying to finish that one up. Yeah. Girl, it take a lot of time. It take a lot of time. I'm telling you, my eyes are crossed. I'm proofing stuff. Do you hear me?
I can imagine.
I spent so much time on the computer and putting on weight again.
Oh, my goodness. Get up. Take a walk.
I know. But, you know, it's horrible for me. I spent, my body is, like, programmed to eat horribly from the hours of working on the set. And I sit here sometimes and get lost away trying to get things done. And my type A personality is killing me.
Yeah.
I am a danger to myself.
But that's the thing. That's another thing for, this year. I think we all need to be very specific about our health.
Yep.
And, losing weight, getting rest so that we can lose weight, and actually, moving at least 30 minutes a day. We need to do something. Take a walk. If you run, then take a run. Get on your treadmills if you have one at home. Or, if you don't have one at home and you can't afford a gym membership, just walk.
Pay somebody to exercise for you.
Yeah, and if it means walking out in the cold, then just bundle up and walk out in the cold.
No, I've been exercising quite a bit. I have a firm belief in the balance and health and stuff. But I tell you, sometimes on deadlines, I get so caught up. These are all on my action board to complete. So that's what I'm working on.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we have another comment. I just wanted to read this to you, Marietta, because you're a part of this comment. You may be responding to this, I'm not sure. But Aisha Tiffany, she's from Michigan, Redland, Michigan, and she's saying, great show tonight. Thank you so much. I really look up to Marietta Carter-Nassif. I heard her at a makeup show a few years ago and was enlightened and inspired. She is one I look up to and follow in this industry and where I want to be. Thank you again. So that's someone who's
so
out there. Yes. And she's someone who's out there that's listening to you. So apparently she wants to be a film television artist. So she should definitely be tuning in and go onto your website and check out your schedule for the year for your classes and for your lipstick lectures.
Yes, thank you, Aisha Tiffany.
I just wanted to add this really, really quickly because I thought about it earlier when we were talking on the show, and then I ran across some of the tapes over the Christmas holiday. But I remember back when we first met you, Marietta, at IMATS in L.A., I remembered having a one of those mini tape recorders.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And I remembered having, maybe a pack or two of tapes. I think it came, three little tapes in a pack. And I think I remember having, maybe one to two packs of those tapes so that whatever classes I went to at IMATS, I would always tape it on my little tape recorder. So I know I have at least, probably three or four of those tapes of your classes, because I remember once in IMATS, I remember taking one of your classes down in, I remember driving to Jacksonville, I think it was,
for one of your classes.
Oh my God. So I've got quite a few of those little mini tapes with you on it, teaching something.
Oh my goodness gracious. Oh my goodness. That's old school.
That's old school. Those tapes hold more than a voice note. I'm just saying.
Wow, that's amazing.
More than a voice note. And so I can go back to that stuff at any time and listen to any of that stuff.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. That is so amazing. Wow. I'm real old school then. Ooh, I've been around.
No, but that says a lot. It says a lot.
Wow. I can't thank you guys enough for having me on, and I really appreciate that. And, I mean, it makes so, oh, well, you guys are just awesome.
Thank you so much. And you are awesome as well. And we just want to continue to do this every Sunday night. So we welcome your comments, your questions, your suggestions. Please tell us what you think. We have a wonderful year planned, so we're just hoping that all of those wonderful people that we want to have on, we're just planning that everyone's schedule will work out so that we can bring them to you every Sunday night of the year. So,
and can I just mention this really quickly? We will be also having some tweet cats. Right now, we don't know like the exact dates of them. They will be on Tuesday nights at I believe it's 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And but we're not consistent with it enough just yet. But they will be on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. We will put the information out on our personal pages or our Beauty Talk Twitter pages, and also Facebook pages.
Okay.
About the tweet chat. So we will be doing that from time to time. At least once a month we'll have a tweet chat. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And if anybody has a BlackBerry, there are a few of us that still have BlackBerries, or an Android and an iPhone. Right, and the iPhone now. We're encouraging everybody to download BBM, the Instant Messenger, and follow our BBM group called Beauty Talk BBM. And on there, we'll just be sharing information about the shows and, you know, sharing any type of makeup chat, beauty chat. You know, that's another great way. If you have a question about something, you can put it in the BBM. And the Beauty Talk BBM, and anybody from that group can respond and participate in the conversation. So it's just something that we did years ago that we just started back, because now that the BBM app is cross-platform, so anybody can download it.
So, again, you can download it on your iPhones and your Android phones as well, BBM.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll do just that. Great show,
again,
guys.
Thank you guys for listening. And back here next week, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time again, where we'll bring another wonderful guest with another wonderful topic, and we'll talk again next week. So in the meantime, have a wonderful week. And, again, Happy New Year.
You guys
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
All right, good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.